Listener Production.
Hi there, Saskia Channing here with your local briefing. Parts of the Central West are getting drenched this morning as this new weather system moves through. Some locations out west near Menindee have already received 60 mils in just a matter of hours. The Bureau's Dean Naramore says fresh flooding is likely along a number of inland river systems, including the Bogan and Lachlan.
Rainfall over the next 5 days to this part of the world is likely to see 50 to 100 millimetres. So this widespread rainfall over the coming days is likely to lead to renewed river level rises. And many of these rivers could go into major flooding, and rivers already in major flood could even further exceed the heights that we're seeing at the moment.
From cancer to kidney disease, there are more and more Aussies depending on plasma donations to treat complex illnesses. It's International Plasma Awareness Week this week, and Lifeblood is calling on more of us to roll up and donate as demand continues rising. And with multiple donations needed to make up a single dose at times, spokesperson Gemma Falkenmeyer says hospitals across New South Wales are always in need of more.
Right now we are sending around 2,500 plasma medications and transfusions to hospitals around New South Wales every day, and it can take up to 15 plasma donations to make just one of those treatments.
A bunch of our serving and former politicians have donned the lycra for a good cause this week. Dubbed Polypedal, they're cycling through regional New South Wales, raising funds for veteran support service Soldier On. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor has joined the peloton. They're in the Central West today before making their way further south.
We were in Cowra yesterday and Grenfell today, going on to Tamora and Junee, and we started in Canberra and came through Crookwell. So we're a tour of the southern tablelands, the central tablelands and the southwest slopes. Really brilliant to be in a part of Australia that is thriving right now.
Taking a look at sport now, we're just days out from the great race, the Bathurst 1000, taking place this weekend. Organisers are expecting record spectator numbers now that restrictions on crowd sizes have been lifted. Around 200,000 are set to shake the mount over the coming 4 days.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.